to remember that, Matt.
There we go.
Should we just start over?
Yes, please.
We'll reconvene the administrative portion of our meeting. There's one item on consent today, so I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, then to the discussion matters. The first thing up is the FCC 10-digit dialing. Jack, you want to lead that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Chairman, Commissioner. Chrisman, you and I had a discussion, I think about a week ago, about the current FCC and the 10-digit dialing situation. Victor and I spoke about this as well. We anticipated we'd already have a response back of how they plan on moving forward on a possible pilot project. And as part of our request to the FCC, they have been continually pushing it back. Now it's where I think the next meeting, as Victor said, was February 28th. We were looking at October before. Before that, we were looking at midsummer, and we were all the way. We expected a response, I think, back in April or May last year. And so, really, Commissioner Chrisman asked if we would put this on discussion so we could have a brief discussion of what the Commission would like to do moving forward. A couple different options are filing additional comments, essentially, specifying that we are not very pleased with how things are proceeding. We would urge you to take some faster action because while this is continuing, the number exhaust continues as well. But Commissioner Chrisman also had some other thoughts about how maybe the Commission would like to proceed.
Yeah. And I just want to just step back. I don't know if you guys get sometimes these different cases mixed up like I do. I sometimes have to think about these. You know, we had the 10-digit dialing thing. You know, so that was over there. And to some extent, they can blend together. But this is really the exhaust of 701 dialing, separate from that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running out because we have to keep delivering these big blocks of numbers yeah. every time somebody needs a half a dozen. And so I guess the potential solution that I wanted to discuss publicly here was, should we as a commission potentially seek our congressional delegation's assistance in A, urging the FCC to look favorably on the, what is it, Maine, New Hampshire, us, and Montana?
I believe there are only two states that they were moving forward the pilot project.
So there have been a number of states that have filed within the docket in support. The two primaries that are on the table are Maine and North Dakota
okay.
at this point. New Hampshire, I think, has lost some interest.
Mm-hmm.
Montana has filed in support.
They're probably running out, and it'll be too late
right.
by the time
right.
that
that's just
comes.
That's kind of part of our thoughts. Is
so potentially the congressional delegation could maybe either advise us or take action to, like I say, either urge the FCC to look favorably on what we're trying to accomplish here and also make a decision, not just keep stalling until all the numbers are exhausted and the issue goes away. I don't know why they would oppose this even. I can't imagine a good reason. So what are your thoughts on I imagine that if there's different ideas, I guess my thinking is just drafting a letter to our congressional delegation seeking assistance in those two ways.
I think that's a great idea. And the only other thought that comes to mind is trying to, when we're out there for NARUC in February, try to get a meeting with the FCC chair. You can always ask. I think they might actually be speaking at NARUC, so even just a quick little sidebar or that, you know. I think the more, probably the more routine way would be to go through the congressional delegation and try to get them, but to take action.
Okay,
I'm certainly supportive of that.
I would, as portfolio holder, sure be because I won't be able to make it to the neighborhood meeting, but especially within that organization, your position as
mm-hmm.
incoming president,
mm-hmm.
I think if there was any chance that the FCC was willing to meet with the commissioner, it would be you.
Yeah.
And so I would certainly be supportive of
trying to do that.
Turning this over to you to seek a meeting if you could get one.
I can definitely work on that. Meanwhile, I think we should do the congressional route.
Yeah, I agree. If we could come at it from two different directions, I think it would be good for us to do that so we don't run out of numbers and have a bigger issue before
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Well, it's just so silly. It's just bureaucracy at its worst. Right.
To add to that bureaucracy, I will state that you may have some difficulty actually speaking with the chair. I know they have fairly stringent ex parte rules at the FCC as well, and we've run into in the past as well and had discussions with them. So
part of this, so the FCC actually delegated the discussion or consideration of this down to the North American Numbering Council, which is primarily made up of regulated telecommunication companies around the country. So that kind of further complicates it. I mean, if the FCC made a push from their end, it would certainly help speed it along.
So they're not the decision maker, the FCC?
The FCC has the authority to make the decision. The North American Numbering Council would make recommendations to them on what they think would be appropriate.
And they were doing a feasibility study as well in the pilot program.
Does it? Feasibility. I seem to remember being asked about this. Doesn't NARUC recommend some members of the North American Numbering Council?
Well, I haven't been asked to yet. You want to be on it?
I was asked one time.
Were you?
Yeah. I think it was for this. Should have jumped on it, I guess. I'll try and do a little more research on that.
Okay. Yeah, let's.
Side,
well, especially on who to reach out to. If it's not the FCC or we can't, who's the best person through NARUC?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when we're out there, well, I'll be out there. I think Sherry's. We could certainly go knock on somebody's door.
Yep.
With our pile of exhausting numbers.
Numbers
here's how
constant.
Here's how many numbers we have left. Please help us preserve.
We do have
them.
That.
Okay. So you'll kind of draft something up for us to look at to send to the delegation?
Sure. And I'll try to present in the next meeting then.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Then the next discussion matter is Bowman Wind.
See, Randy, Adam and I talked a little bit before the meeting and agreed that it's probably the discussion here might be a little bit more extensive than what would be efficient for a admin meeting. So I'm recommending that we move this one down to scheduling for a work session to try to wrap this one up.
Okay. So, do you object to scheduling? Now, I believe there's some people here who are interested in that case, so they might want to at least hear when it's scheduled for.
Sure, sure.
So can we jump down to scheduling, and we'll come back and finish discussion after we're done with this. Do you have?
I don't have any dates in mind. Probably not next week. But would the week after work? Oh. January 25th.
Spot. Love it.
So let's say January 25th, informal slot work session on Bowman Wind. We can review. There's been a fair amount of discussion back and forth with the company. Game and Fish staff has been involved in some of that. So we want to go through. I'd want staff to kind of walk through all of that and then look at what other remaining issues we have on that case, if any, and then we can, I believe Adam does have a draft order that we could have in advance of that and look at so we can be well prepared.
Okay, so January 5th during the informal period?
25th.
January 25th during the informal.
What did I say?
5th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely January 25th.
On the, I do. Oh, in the morning. That one? Yeah, I'll have to just come and go during that PAC meeting. Yep. Because we have the commission meeting too, so thank you. Appreciate that check.
So there will be an informal hearing in this room on January 25th at 1:30.
It'll be a work session.
It'll be a work session, not an informal hearing. It'll just be scheduled during that time.
1:30. Central time. Okay, so then we will bounce back to discussion matters and take up Sunflower Wind. And I think, Victor, you were...
Yes, thank you. Sunflower, we finally got their notification that their ADLS system is online. They were approximately 349 days late.
How many?
349, based on their due date of December 31st, 2021. The question to you is, would you entertain staff and the company with a consent agreement for such a significant violation, or are you interested in just setting a hearing? This is by far the longest period of time someone has been out of compliance with the ADLS requirements.
I'm thinking about the answer to your question, but I will say this. If we did go the route of working on a consent agreement and potentially approving it, I sure hope as part of that there's some explanation of why. Not just, well, it happened and here's the penalty. I have been very frustrated for a long time why others were able to get theirs online and this one took so long.
I agree with that, Randy. Do you have a preference, Victor?
I really don't. So, our staff is very well versed in settling these things. So they're perfectly capable of coming with some sort of reasonable, acceptable consent agreement. But just due to the nature of it, we wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of weigh in before they started down that road and did that work.
We have done penalties for being late on the ADLS requirement in the past, so I think there's been some kind of general guidance of expectations. So
Yes, there's very good guidance, and that's I have a spreadsheet to kind of track the citing penalties we've issued over the years, and ADLS is the most significant portion of that. So they have very good guidance on what the commission has considered acceptable, but this will likely be the highest penalty for that, and likely any other citing penalty.
I guess I'm comfortable with staff.
Okay. Worst case, we can always do a hearing later if you don't find the agreement acceptable. I just wanted to see if you had a knee-jerk that you really want to hear this right out of the gate. And if not, that's perfectly fine.
Well, in the company, if they don't like where staff is too, they can always say, we want to go to a hearing, make our case to the commission.
Absolutely. And either side, for that matter.
The
staff doesn't believe the company is coming to a reasonable point, they can do that as well.
I like that.
Commissioner Haugenhofer, I think the previous cases of people who were late were before your tenure. So are you comfortable with that, or did you want to have a hearing?
No, I'm comfortable with it. I think once staff is assigned to that, there's other staff that I can talk to as far as some of the history and tenure and looking at some of the penalties and reviewing it. And I like the option, either the company or us, if we don't accept it, can move it to a hearing.
Sure.
So we have options available, but I'm comfortable with moving with assigning staff to work out a consent that's reasonable and just.
So advocacy has been assigned to this, so it'll be Brian working with Rob on our staff, so you can feel free to visit with me for any questions you may have.
I will. Thanks, Victor.
And as a side note, they're also going to be working on MDU. These were the final two wind farms that were required to have ADLS that did not. MDU got theirs online effective January 4th, which was a few days late, but it's still late nonetheless, so they'll be working on that one as well.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So they're all up and running. I drove to Dickinson and back last night and saw unfortunately, a lot of blinking red lights.
I was on my way back from Dickinson last night and saw a whole lot of lights as well.
My husband's like, you keep complaining about that. He's like, I thought they were all supposed to be off. I'm like, they are.
And both, I saw both Sunflower was on and so was Bison.
Bison, yeah.
I continue to see him frequently, too.
So, anyway.
And we'll, you know, on that note, we'll continue to request the updates from the company periodically for their lights off percentages so that we can kind of keep track of those and evaluate them. And
apparently, based on the percentages, they work really well when no one's looking.
they really do
that well when people are looking.
Don't look. Oh, you're driving, sorry.
Oh, man. Yeah, they were great at 3 a.m. Everyone's sleeping.
Those are the golden hours for those lights. It's like 3 to 5 a.m., I think, is what we saw.
They're always off.
Okay, anything else on, well, first of all, on Sunflower? go work on a potential consent agreement to bring to us. Is there anything else for discussion? Jack?
Thank you, Chair. I do have one item to add for discussion, and that was regarding the SCS case and the ex parte communications. We received a number of ex parte communications that have been docketed accordingly as specified in 2832.
SCS being Summit Carbon Solutions.
Sure.
Okay.
So the Summit Carbon Solutions case. This is a letter that I did draft and provide to all of you, just acknowledging that we did actually receive their request to rebut the ex parte communications, and then I also specify that there just will be a preference that it be provided at the public hearing since we have not held them already. If you're comfortable with that, I'll make some minor changes just to ensure that it's correct with the dates and the type of meeting and so forth and move forward with it.
I am comfortable with this direction.
Yeah, I am too. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Randy, can I just, not pertaining to this, but I failed to, under our consent, we approved the adoption of the Gas Pipeline Safety Program Manual, and I just want to acknowledge Caleb and Conrad did a lot of work on updating that, and Caleb was in the room, and I just want to do a shout-out to the staff that he spent a lot of time doing that, and I just appreciate the staff's hard work on getting that updated and completed and moving it forward, so.
Cheers to them.
Yeah, they're a great team.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Okay, we are adjourned.